Hello, everybody out there. Your main man, T.O. Hardiman, coming to you once again. T.O., Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman. I have what you call a very unique story that I plan to tell today. The title of this story, episode number 19, is the Chop Suey Foundation. You know, I had a friend by the name of William Perrymore III, and he cannot tell his story because he's doing some time in prison right now. But he got out of prison about a year ago after being a five-time loser, and he decided to start up a foundation, and he called it the Chop Suey Foundation. And here's how his story goes. What happened is that back in the day when he was like a young kid, his grandmother would actually buy some chop suey every third Saturday of the month and invite the family over, and she would be smiling from ear to ear watching all the family members eat and enjoy this chop suey and everything. So a couple of decades later, when he was released from prison from the fifth time, he started a foundation. He said he had been doing some thinking. A lot of foundations have been started out here, like the Better Boys Foundation, the Softer Pillow Foundation, the Better Bicycle Foundation. So what William Perrymore III did, he started what is called the Chop Suey Foundation. The Chop Suey Foundation. I kid you not. So this is how the story goes. This is a true story. I'm speaking verbatim based on my man William Perrymore III. So what happened is that he wanted to make sure that senior citizens were to receive chop suey every third Saturday of the month. So he started the foundation, and he started out pretty good. He was doing pretty good. I mean, he was getting orders for chop suey all over the place. I mean, people were purchasing chop suey. He would have to hire drivers to go drop the chop suey off. And a lot of senior citizens were very happy because they never had anybody in their lives. They never experienced anybody in their lives that would bring them chop suey every third Saturday of the month around 3 or 4 o'clock in the early evening hours. So as time, went by, the foundation was doing pretty good. He was on the road for about 6 months. So there was a big demand for more chop suey because he had began to pick up contracts from some of the other senior citizens' homes and everything. And one thing led to another. So what he did is that he hired some people. So one time he went by to visit a few of his patrons, customers, whatever you may call it. And one guy said, "Look here, man, William, we appreciate you bringing the chop suey, but the last time you had one of your drivers come to my house, my wallet came up missing." So that was red flag number one. Another lady, she complained saying the chop suey, the beef chop suey or the chicken chop suey didn't taste like beef or chicken. So William had some thinking to do because he had worked out some type of little backdoor deal with this Chinese food place with a guy named Sing Sung, but you had to call him Sing Sung in the daytime and you call him Sung Sing at night. So if you didn't have a key language to call him during the day versus the night, he would not do any business with you. So basically, we found out later, and William found out later, that Sing Song in the daytime and Sung Sing at the nighttime was selling him some bogus meat. He was not selling beef and chicken. He was selling him some other kind of meat, bat meat, dog meat, rat meat, and dog, all kinds of other cat meat and everything like that. And he was seasoning the meat pretty good. But the problem is this here. William kind of knew this in the beginning, and he basically sold the chop suey anyway. So the lady that complained about the low quality meat, she actually put in a complaint with the attorney general's office here in Illinois, and they did what you call a forensic test on all the chop suey and found out that William had been selling a fake beef and chicken chop suey to the senior citizens. So they served a search warrant for Brother William Perrymore III. They locked him up. And he basically told on his main man, Sing Song, but he told the FBI people and the feds to call him Song Sing at night. You know, it was real funny, man. You know, it's really funny. So what happened is this here. The reality of it is this here. Basically, William Perrymore III was locked up again for the sixth time for chop suey fraud. Fake chop suey, man. And William was crying in front of the judge. He said, "How the hell am I going to tell my grandmother that I'm going to jail for some fake chop suey?" So this particular episode number 19 is really a comedy titled The Chop Suey Foundation. I hope you all enjoy this story. It's a true story. It's a comedic story out of the brainchild or the minds of Brother T.O., Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman. Thank you and enjoy. Peace.